Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews,
Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Oh, my goodness. Coming at you from Atlanta, Georgia, where we never get our elections right. Holy crap. I'm in Fulton County, Georgia, as you guys know. It is a swamp. The president wants to drain another swamp. He can come here and do that, which I think is exactly what we're doing during this process. Just caught a segment with Rudy Giuliani on Lou Dobbs. Very interesting. No one's interested in conceding, obviously. We're just beginning. We are just getting started. If you are one of the patriots who is starting to waver, don't. Don't do it. I was on a radio program this morning. They were asking, how do you stay so positive? I'm like, well, and what are you doing? You sound like you're just, you know, you have so much faith. And every now and then you have to put your faith in process and procedure. And whenever you have the team that President Trump has surrounding him and behind him and in front of him, when you're flanked by the right men and women in order to pull you through, to go over the wall, to go through the troop. Old Testament talks about we ran through a troop. I ran through the wall. That is what the president and his team is doing currently. Meantime, everyone else is standing around looking at the wall, mainly, chiefly his supporters and a few rhinos here and there who are like, well, you know, it's just seems a little high. I don't know. The giants look really big on the other side. And if you guys have read your Bible, you know what happened to the two dudes who came back with a bad report, right? So don't be those dudes. Don't be the weak-minded Americans the left thinks we are. And many times, you know, judgment comes back to us in the measure that we've meted it out, right? So for many of us, this is kind of a humbling moment as well, because we're being told that we need to be patient and wait, and some people just want to get on with life. Whatever that's going to look like under the totalitarian regime of a Biden, Kamala, whatever, administration. And something I said to the guys this morning on their program was, hey, be grateful that they're rolling out their plan as if they're going to transition, because you actually get to see exactly what they would do, which is not good. It's essentially taking us back to the Obama administration, repealing, removing, using that golden pin, the executive order, just like their last, you know, fearless leader, right? The Obama regime. That's how we ended up with millions and millions of, quote, dreamers. Now you're a dreamer if you're here illegally. You know, then when you say stuff like that, you sound like you're just mean. You're just not loving. Jesus wasn't like that. Jesus was a refugee. You know, all that crap the church spews. And I can say that as a minister, because we do. We spew a lot of crap. Now listen. So Rudy Giuliani was just on. Love this. Rudy Giuliani's like, here's the deal. It was almost as if Republicans were corralled. He kept using that word. Republican monitors, poll watchers were corralled in the states in question right now, where they really, really matter, right? So they were not allowed to monitor the process of opening the absentee ballots, which has to happen. And that didn't happen. They were positioned in such a way that they couldn't see. Here in the state of Georgia, they were told to go home. We're going to take a lunch break, which I'll be honest with you. I know how the state of Georgia works, and there's nothing that functions at a relative high capacity function. Nothing's going to move a little faster than molasses. If you go to any government agency for any reason here, it's just not going to happen. But in this case, it was, we got a flood. You got to go. We're going to take a lunch break. Oh, I actually believe that happened. And people were like, oh, okay, I guess we're going to stop the vote, because we've never done that in the history, actually, of an election. But we're going to stop counting the vote, and we're just all going to go home. We'll come back in the morning. Except for the Democrats were like, joke's on you. We're going to start back up, and you're not going to watch what we're doing. You can't see what we're doing. This happened across the country, and when that happens, guess what that means? Very simply, the votes that were not monitored no longer count. That it is so simple. And what you have is a hijacking of your psyche taking place right now in my industry. And I keep begging you guys to please turn off pundits and people that you've probably trusted for so long to give you the truth. People you like, people you relate to, they just know you. You feel like you know them. People on terrestrial radio and people on cable news networks, people that you just don't want to believe, you know, that they would lead you down the path of least resistance and directly into destruction. But they will, and they have, and they are, and they're going to continue to do so en masse as this continues. In the pursuit of justice, you are going to be asked to be a good American and concede. Let's just get on with it. Be a good Republican. See, guilt and shame actually worked in political circles for a long time, especially shame usually worked when coming up against an opponent in a race. And I've been in political consultancy long enough to know that we used it really, really well. The problem is it doesn't work anymore, and primarily with the left. If you're up against a candidate on the left, it doesn't work because nothing shames them. And they know that about you as a conservative. You are shamed easily. You are guilted easily. How do I know that? Because you've actually allowed Black Lives Matter curriculum to enter into your public school sector. Right here in Atlanta, just beginning today in the county of DeKalb, where we also have voting irregularities constantly. Most corrupt. I mean, if you thought Fulton was bad, DeKalb is the worst whenever it comes to political corruption. But they just rolled out their Black Lives Matter curriculum today to teach your children basically about, quote, equity. You'll notice that Kamala, I don't even know anymore. She doesn't either, by the way. But she just said today, this is about equity. We want things to be equitable. I mean, for you married folks who have attempted to be equitable in your marriages, do you really believe that works? Do you believe that works? I'm not talking about equality. We're all created equal. And our founders thought so much so that they said that it was really kind of obvious, right? Like, it's obvious to all of us that we're all created equal. But it's not obvious to the left. And they're going to demand that you make things equitable by being a good Republican and encouraging your president to just go ahead and move into the transition phase. And in the meantime, they're going to assault you with a barrage of images and messages that tell you that Biden won. And I don't care how strong you think your mind is or your resolve is, I'm in this industry. And when you ask me how I'm keeping my peace, and I am one of the most staunch Trump supporters you're going to meet, because I believe that he is biblically providentially chosen for such a time as this. It's not even about the president, right? Although I love his personality because I'm exactly like him. But when it comes to just totally misunderstood for being who we are. So I love him dearly. But I'm the Southern biscuit version of President Trump. And I catch hell for it. And I'm okay with that. Really. I've lost my job for it. I'm totally fine with that too. So I'm not going to move, but I'll tell you this. I'm just as human as the rest of you. And if I watch that crap and I listen to that crap day in and day out, my faith could start to waver, not only in providence, but like I said this morning on that program, in process. And I still believe in process and procedure, and I believe you can too. And I'll tell you, there are many people that you're seeing kind of run for the hills or separate themselves from the president because they don't have the same level of faith. And I would warn you to guard your heart against becoming calloused by that, because you don't really have time for that. When this president takes his seat for another 4 years, you are going to be in for the sprint, really, because it is a sprint. If you thought the last 4 years was bad, and what we've come up against as a nation on the right to restore the years that the locusts, literally, of the Obama administration had eaten, you have no idea what we're in store for now. So your face needs to be set like flint. Your face, your eyes need to be set above, and your eyes need to be set on prospering to the point where you can stock your storehouse in the way of your homes. Stock the storehouses of the hearts and minds of your kids. You need to invest in education. I know a lot of you are just sick of your kids and you're tired of them being at home and COVID sucks and you hate your family and you're ready to drive off a cliff. I get it. But it's not the time for that, because your children are at risk of being indoctrinated on levels you cannot even imagine and by devils you've never even seen before. If you thought the Obama administration was bad, you have no idea what you would have been in store for a Biden-Harris administration. So I want to encourage you to keep your eyes above, keep your hope settled, keep your ears closed to the propaganda. Do not set your eyes upon it. That does not mean I'm calling you to stick your head in the sand and your butt in the air. I'm not that person. If you followed me at all, you know I'm not that woman. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to make a choice right now, to make a commitment to your future, to your children's future, to what's already been done for you, promises made, promisescept.com. I'm asking you right now to set your intention and to set the intention of your household to liberty and nothing less. And there's no one who's going to lead you into another 4 years of liberty other than this president. And you guys know I don't think President Trump is Jesus. But I'm not waiting for Jesus to descend into the Oval Office. I'm not that Christian. Some of you are. You should give up the ghost and be grateful that your enemies are being exposed. Be grateful for that. Try not to become bitter over that. But just be grateful that your enemies are being exposed. Because when I say your enemies, they are literally the enemies of your liberty and your justice, your safety, and the safety of your children, of law and order and due process. Do you understand this is nothing more than a transference into doing away with due process like they've done in the criminal justice system for the entire Obama administration? You understand that? That's what's happening right now with this election. There's no due process. The media rules, popular opinion rules, that settles it. And a few congratulatory, tweets from world leaders to Biden and Harris, and that settles it. It's done. I mean, procedure and protocol, hell with that. Like, well, what's that? You're not American if you're counting on due process. You're an awful human. Shame, shame, shame. I mean, that's what they chant at their rallies. Do you understand that? Shame, shame, shame. Because that's what demons do. And it works. It works on you, and it works on really soft-hearted, God-fearing people, but it shouldn't. You know why? Because Jesus Christ took your shame. He took all of our shame, and he despised it. Don't take on that shame. Don't take any of that in whatsoever. So I love the fact that Giuliani's on the scene. His team is solid. They've already filed suits. I mean, it is rolling. So don't you dare lose hope. If you need to tune in to me every day, if you need to log on to my social media campaigns, I am so busy, you guys. things have just transpired here with regard to my assistance with all of this that I could have even foreseen if I wanted to. Very grateful and humbled to be a part of it. I'm also actively working on bringing President Trump to Georgia for a rally. That is my heart's desire. That is my hope. I want to edify and encourage the president by a show of support with his Georgia voters who actually voted. I think the media needs to see that. I think he needs to see that we do still stand with him. I can't imagine what his garden moment is like right now. Although he does realize that he has people around him who still believe in him, but in the private hours of his, in his own mind and in his own heart, to see, because he watches, he pays attention, and to see some of your own friends, right? I mean, we all knew Mitt was douchey. Like, who didn't know that already? Excuse my language, but it's true. And so he went, he wasn't expecting a hang in there, president, old buddy, old pal from Mitt Romney, but rather a, hey, you know, I'm with everybody else. You should concede, Mr. President. We all saw that coming, but to see some of your brothers who you thought had your back say, you know what? It might be time. For what? For the good of the country. Again, there's that little guilt devil. For the good of the country, Mr. President, you should go ahead and concede. I don't know if you've ever seen The Passion of the Christ. My first album has the world flautist from The Passion of Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ on my album. And he is performing in the song on my album called Aeonia. You can find that on any download medium, iTunes, all that stuff. And, my website, I think my album's up there. I don't even know, but Pedro Eustache is his name. He's a fantastic flautist. He's off the West Coast. And in that movie though, there's a scene where the battle is very real for Christ to give up going to the cross. It's chilling, actually. And it's something that we all deal with every day whenever it comes to temptation, really, in our own personal lives and our personal struggles and our doubts and unbelief and, you know, all that strife, envy, jealousy, all the things that come against us, right? And I see the president so clearly in that moment right now where it's like, man, that waiting must be brutal. And you got to just shut those voices down and press on and know that you have been chosen for such a time as this. And so even though the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, you resist him and he will flee. And there are processes he's put in place. If the votes weren't there and if the flagrant abuse of election, quote, authority and power had not been used, I would tell you guys, I don't know what happened. Maybe the prophets were wrong, whatever. But I guess we're stuck with Biden for the next 4 years. But I don't believe that. And the evidence is there. And I still believe that this country was birthed in the heart and in the mind of the author of life and liberty and justice. That is the greatest hope and edification I can leave you with tonight. Pick one source or two sources who are actually still on Team Trump, who can give you undeniable, you know, reports. Here in the state of Georgia, there's all sorts of allegations flying. You have got Senator Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, who have called for the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to step down, to resign. His office came out today, his spokesperson came out today, Gabriel Sterling, saying, you know, yeah, of course we're going to have illegal votes wrapped up in there. We always do, but we're going to count them. I think maybe his words could have been misconstrued. I don't know. I did not watch the presser, but my email blew up shortly thereafter. I will tell you, there's a lot of contention right now. There's also a lot of good old fashioned covering your own ass going on right now between our governor's administration, our lieutenant governor. It's a mess. It is a mess, but I'm here to tell you, it has always been a mess. And you do have to question, you know, the lobbying that went on here for Dominion. We had votes, you know, the same things that are causing ruckus all over the country in Wisconsin, particularly 47 counties. We all have the same glitch. That's not an accident. I love something that Rudy said tonight. He was like, you know, now we know why Hillary said, do not concede, Joe, no matter what, because she knew that there was going to be an 800,000 spread to make up for, but she knew how they were going to do it. That's, I mean, this is such an exciting time to be alive. It doesn't have to be dreadful. Like, we are literally living the Game of Thrones in our country. And we're going to win. We're just going to win. It's going to happen. I want to encourage you to continue. And I feel like Joel Osteen, I just want to encourage you to pick up that Bible and hold it in the air. And it says what I have, what I have. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we have actual process and procedure in this country. And we're going to follow through with it. And you can bet your bottom dollar President Trump is going to follow through with it. And the evidence is going to be there because all things are being revealed and all things are being uncovered. Some of you may lose heart whenever you see who's being revealed and who's being uncovered. There are a couple little wizards, you know, behind some curtains that you're not expecting. You're not expecting, and you are going to have to choose. And right now in the state of Georgia, we've got a real crap storm going on. So it would be good to, you know, pray for the crap to settle and, you know, for us to be able to look into exactly the bad actors, the bad players, and how the system has worked so corruptly for so many years. I mean, just a few years ago, my friend Mary Norwood lost her mayoral campaign here in the city of Atlanta in Fulton County, you know, by a very narrow margin, twice, not once, but twice. And the same bad actors were all a part of that. You know, some things are just not, I don't believe in coincidence, first of all. And I'm not really a conspiracy theory kind of girl. So when the numbers aren't matching up, the same players are there, the same, you know, a couple of thousand folks do no longer live in the county. That's happening right now in Fulton County. Over 14,000 addresses that were challenged just this year in Fulton County. All of that was essentially tossed out of a suit, as recent as September. Those matter. There were 14,000 affidavits signed that people in Fulton County no longer lived in those homes. And we know for sure 2,000 of those 14 voted. They voted. That's a problem. That's 2,000 votes. It's not enough to make up for the margin here in Georgia, but they're 2,000 votes, and you can bet your bottom dollar if it happened in Fulton, it happened around the state. People in the state of Georgia were not allowed to participate in the monitoring process. That's a problem. So again, I want to leave you with this. Be encouraged and be vigilant. Be an adult. Be responsible. Pay attention to whom it is you allow into your home, into your ears. Speak with your kids right now about what's going on. You know, if you don't understand the process, then learn and take your kids with you. This is a great time for them to understand about actual justice. This president, more than any president I've ever encountered, and especially as a conservative, or at least I wouldn't necessarily call the president a Republican. That's why I keep telling you the establishment didn't get him into office the first go around, and they're not going to keep him there this go around. The president in Providence is going to keep him there this go around, and we, the voters, are going to keep him there this go around. But, you know, he's always championed fair. And there's something about that word I really don't like, I'll be honest with you. It is really a four-letter word for me. But he's right. Fairness does matter. I prefer the term justice, but fairness matters. He uses that term more than any president in our history. I also want to remind you of something. He is the first president. Oh, it's going to make me cry. I'm such a baby when it comes to this, but the first time I ever heard him say this was during the national prayer breakfast, right? He was on national television, and he says, his speech has the word Father, right? As he is referring to God. And every president before him, and I did my research on this, there's not a single president in our history that in 44 presidents, no one has ever referred to the Creator as Father. And he did. And that matters. So when you guys are about to lose hope and you want to give in to the concession devils, I want to encourage you. This is not the time for that. This is the time to understand that you have someone who calls on their Father. It calls on process and due process and procedure. And our country's going to rise above this. And when we do, you better hold on to your britches, honey, because it's going to be really, really dangerous in these streets. All right. I love you guys. You can follow me at Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, The Monica Matthews on Facebook. I am on Parler. You can find me there too. Be good to your neighbor. Be getting your own mirror. Remember, if you're an American, go buy one of my t-shirts that says this and act like one.